Archives of American Art, a branch of the Smithsonian Institution. This is a part of the California Oral History Project. This is an interview with Otto Wittmann, that is W-I-T-T-M-A-N-N, distinguished figure in the world of museums, both here and abroad. For many years, Mr. Wittmann was director of the Toledo Museum of American Art, in Toledo Museum, not just of American Art, in Toledo, Ohio. And he is now associated with the J. Paul Getty Museum in California, in Malibu, where he has a very important advisory post. This interview is being undertaken on Sunday, October 25th, in Santa Barbara, California, at the house of Miss Margaret Mallory, well-known patroness of the arts and eminent collector, also hopefully soon to be a victim of this oral history project. The interviewer is Thomas Carr Howe, H-O-W-E, former director of the California Palace of the Legion of Honor in San Francisco, California.
Now it ought to be going.
Well, Otto, the machine seems to be working.
All right.
And as already indicated, you know, we're here at the house of Margaret Mallory, and going to do this labor of love because of our great affection for the American Archives, and particularly for our admiration for Paul Koster.
That's right.
What I thought would be nice to start off with would be sort of to legitimize you and find out where you come from and your educational background.
All right.
Should we start with that?
Surely, let's start with that. Well, first of all, I'm a real Midwesterner. I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and grew up there, went to a private school there. And when I reached college age, I was thinking about where I wanted to go, and I wasn't quite sure, and applied for Princeton and Harvard both, and Harvard accepted me, and so I went to Harvard.
Wise choice, of course.
And of course, good choice. And actually, I knew very little about the East, having spent my life up to that time in the Midwest. And I thought I would go to Harvard and study English, and wanted to be a writer at that time, and thought that would be a good thing to do. And indeed, I did go there, and did take courses in the English department that first year. But as you remember, at Harvard in those days, we had tutors who kind of helped us and oversaw what we did. And my tutor said, well, I could take so many English courses, and then there were some required courses also, but I still had one to take. And he said, why don't you take a course in fine arts? Well, I knew very little about that.
Who was your tutor, by the way?
I don't remember at this point. He was nobody that played any great part in my life after that, just one of the young men there who did that kind of thing. And so I took this course in fine arts, and found it so interesting that as the year progressed, I decided I wanted to take more courses in fine arts.
Was that 1D?
That was the course that Pope gave. Pope's famous
Pope.
Course.
Yes.
Arthur Pope.
Oh, yes.
One of the most interesting, marvelous lecturers there was in his own vague way.
Yes.
But he had a way of imparting a sense of the aesthetics of things. And you remember that was the course in which we also had to participate in learning the techniques by doing them ourselves. Robin Field taught that, and we all learned how to do frescoes, and we learned how to do tempera painting and all this kind of thing, which was very helpful and interesting. And also very early on in my career there, I met Perry Rathbone through another Kansas Cityan named Collis Hardenberg, who had gone to Harvard. He's the only other man from my school that had gone to Harvard that year. And he became the roommate of Perry Rathbone. We met and talked, and I got to know Perry pretty well.
Were you and Perry classmates, actually?
We were classmates, actually, yes.